Hey, weirdos, I have another podcast recommendation for you, and while most of the podcasts I've told you about in the past are true crime or horror-related, I don't think I've ever brought you anything that was just downright weird fun. But, well, here's a podcast called True that focuses on short, strange, unique, even wacky stories that are all, of course, well, true. Here's a snippet of what True sounds like.
Hey, everyone. My name is Eric Crosby, host of True, strange stories and bizarre tales that you won't believe are real, but they are, because, yeah, they're true. Here's a little taste of what to expect. Don't forget, you can listen to all of our episodes right now by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows. Take a listen.
Most pranks are conceived and executed for the sole purpose of trying to be funny, and are not meant to cause damage or injury. But what if a prank is intended to be harmful? And what if you recruited some random people who thought they were starring in a reality show to carry it out? That's exactly what happened to a couple of people in 2017. It was all fun and games until they unwittingly assassinated a world figure.
The new details in that bizarre assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother, which played out, as you can see, on surveillance cameras. We're now hearing that one of the female suspects was paid just $90 to help carry out this attack.
Ah, maple syrup. And with a value over 10 times that of crude oil, the market has become highly regulated. So when a group of thieves decided to steal some sweet liquid gold from a storage warehouse in Quebec, Canada, they weren't about to stop at a couple of bottles or cases. Far from it. This would go down as one of the most lucrative and perhaps most unusual robberies in Canadian history.
Every high-value product has a black market.
The black market of maple syrup.
On Saturday, December 13th, 2014, a man walked through the front door of a bank near San Francisco's Union Square. He walked up to the teller station and passed a note demanding money. This scene would have been a typical bank robbery, had it not been for the fact that the man was dressed as Santa Claus. The 6-foot-tall imposter then quickly walked out of the bank, and straight into a parade of SantaCon partiers. Like a grain of sand on a beach, the Santa Claus bank robber disappeared into an ocean of red velvet.
A bad Santa has robbed a bank in San Francisco, and it's how he got away that's making it so difficult to catch him. It's turned into a Where's Waldo game for police.
Welcome to True.
If you want to subscribe to True, just look for True in your podcast app from Imperative Entertainment. And I'll see you again later today with another episode of Weird Darkness.